Listening Library presents Spellbinder by Helen Stringer. Read for you by Helen Stringer. Chapter 1. The Vanishing Baby. It was Wednesday, the day of the week when it feels like Friday will never arrive, and it was cold. Not cold enough for snow, but that autumn cold, bright and bitter, the wind sharp with the promise of winter. It was no day to be outside. It was a day to be inside, curled up on the couch with a steaming mug of hot chocolate. But it was Wednesday, so Belladonna Johnson was not curled up on the couch. She was walking to school, her old pink backpack slung over one shoulder, the sad remnants of the fake fur edging on the hood of her coat clumping into spikes in the morning mist, and her eyes fixed on the pavement beneath her feet. She stopped when she reached the end of the road and looked up. Her hair hung like two lank black curtains on either side of her face, and her dark blue eyes peered out from behind the strands, like a jungle animal peering from the undergrowth. They were already there, lining up on the pavement outside the school, waiting for the bus, and they were all pretty happy about it, from the look of things. Belladonna hesitated for a moment, then trudged on, her eyes back on the ground. She hated school trips. She hated the run-down buses they had to take, the screaming and laughing of her classmates, the stapled worksheets they were supposed to complete at the end, and the fact that you never knew who, or what, you might meet. It hadn't always been that way, of course. There was a time when she had felt the same as everyone else, that any excuse to get out of school was good, even last term when the whole class thought they were going to Robinson's biscuit factory, only to discover they were off to Denison's assembly plant, a grey stone building full of hermetic...